Eric Stanilis, Spontaneous Communication, Spiritus Society of Paris, August 1863. How much happiness do we derive from the communicative emotions of kindly hearts, beautiful principles that open a path of salvation for all that lives, for all that breathes, physically and spiritually. May your balmy influences be largely spread abroad over the people of the earth and over us in the spirit world. What words, dear friends, could express the delight of your brothers beyond the grave in witnessing the unselfish affection by which you are all united? Ah, brothers, of how much good, of how much elevated conviction is your doctrine destined to sow the seed? And what a harvest of blessing will you reap, even for yourselves, from the good you will thus have accomplished? I have been with you all the evening. I have listened, I have comprehended, and I shall now be able, in my turn, to do my duty in giving instructions to imperfect spirits in the other life. Listen, I was far from being happy, lost in the vastness of immensity, of infinity. My sufferings were all the more acute because I could not exactly understand their nature. God be thanked. His goodness has permitted me to enter a sanctuary that cannot be approached with impunity by the wicked. How grateful I feel to you, my friends. How much strength I have gained from you. Meet often, you who are animated by hope and charity, for you cannot imagine how fruitful of good are the earnest and serious meetings that take place among you. Spirits who still much to learn, those who have remained voluntarily inactive, idle, and forgetful of their duties, may be brought fortuitously or otherwise among you. Struck by a terrible shock, they may be led, and this often happens, to fall back upon themselves, to perceive their own state, to see the aim with which they have to attain, and, strengthened by the example which you set them, many seek the means of deliverance from the painful state in which they find themselves. I am very happy to serve as the spokesman of those suffering souls, for I am speaking to men who have hearts, and I know that I shall not be repelled by them. Once more, then, O great generous men, let me assure you of my own personal gratitude, and that of all your friends in this other life, to whom you have done so much good that you have, perhaps, not been aware of. The Medium's Guide. My children, the spirit who has dictated the message you have just received was for a very long time very unhappy, because he remained for a long time on the wrong road. He has now understood his mistake, he has repented of his wrongdoing, and has, at length, turned towards God from whom he had turned away. His position is not yet a happy one, but he aspires to happiness, and he no longer suffers. He is now permitted to come and listen to the instructions that are given to you by your spirit friends, and he will soon be allowed to go into a lower sphere in which he will instruct and help forward other spirits who, like him, have transgressed the laws of the eternal. This is the reparation demanded of him. He will now be able to win happiness because he has now the will to do so.